Your Locked On Golden Knights, your daily podcast on the Vegas Golden Knights, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
BGK has revenge on its mind after Calgary trounced the Golden Knights last week in Las Vegas. How does VGK turn the tide, plan to douse the flames tonight on the road? Hi again, everyone. I'm Tony Cardasco along with Chris Golic. We come to you from Las Vegas each and every day, Monday through Friday. Thanks for making us your first listen each and every day. You can find us on Twitter at LockdownVGK, at Tony Dasco, at TD Chris G. And please subscribe to the YouTube channel, which is growing by leaps and bounds. Locked On Golden Knights, that is our YouTube channel. Well, Chris, we're going to find out tonight if VGK was just tired last week or if this is a finesse team. They got blown out by Calgary 7-2. They came off of the road, as we know. And this is a game for VGK tonight where they have to come out and show some physicality, you have to believe. They just flat out got roughhoused in that game last week. And how does VGK plan to match the Flames' physicality in this contest tonight?
I mean, you start by that Keegan Colasar dude, right? That's certainly one of the first places that your attention would automatically go to. And this is assuming he's going to be ready to go. We don't know, A, if he's ready, or Nick Waugh for that matter, or B, if Cassidy even wants to touch the lineup. I thought the first part of the game with the Flames just a week ago, really.
Yeah, that's hard to believe, right?
That feels like it was so long ago. Spring break and everything and the kids and all that. Jeez. But the first part of the game did feel physical. I felt VGK was exchanging hits for a little bit, but they couldn't keep up with the overall physicality. And that's not saying physicality is the most important thing, but it certainly helps. And in a situation like that game for the VGK, when you had the strange travel schedule, very similar to what's going to be happening with the Flames tonight. So it feels like it's a very reasonable environment. Last week, VGK had the strange travel schedule. This week, Calgary maybe has it a little bit worse. Someone blasted us, Tony, for saying Calgary, by the way, on YouTube. It's pretty funny.
Very nice. Thank you. We've made our mark then. Paul Cotter and Troy Stetcher tonight. Do you think we'll see the rematch in that one as well? That was pretty funny.
You know, what's with this meme going around with Paul Cotter, how his jersey's all torn open and everyone's like, oh, this is what happens when Fanatics takes over. Come on, people, stop it. So who cares who makes the jerseys? I don't care.
In the game last week, VGK trailed by two. Remember, they came back. They knotted up the score at two apiece. Then the Flames go off four goals in the third period. Hopefully there's no funky goals tonight, because this was the game from Funksville with the knuckle goal, the trick shot off of Petrangelo's stick.
The header, the referee, the linesman getting hits, everything.
Right, yeah, all sorts of crazy stuff. But at the end of the night tonight, VGK is going to need more than 19 shots on goal. That's basically what it's going to come down to, I believe.
VGK owes him a game. I mean, I love that statement that Connor McDavid made. And side note, McDavid, sick overtime winner last night against 60, the Coyotes. But
60 goals.
I know, 60 goals. And it's,
oh, my God.
Just watching watch the Edmonton Oilers power play. It is fast. I have not seen a power play that fast in a long time. But back to the situation with the Flames. I mean, yeah, more hits, more shots, just a better game. And more opportunities, right? And you look at the game last week, VGK was in a tough spot. You have to acknowledge the travel schedule if we're going to acknowledge what Calgary is going through, coming off a back-to-back, just one day off, and it's not a quick hop, skip, and a jump from Anaheim all the way up to Calgary as well. So, you know, it's there you go, Tony. But at the end of the day, VGK needs to capitalize on the situation. And this is where I do think Logan Thompson, I think, is slated to be the starter tonight. Obviously, we'll have a better idea, you know, a couple hours after this premieres. But if LT is the starter, I expect the Golden Knights to have their best game of the season. I think the Golden Knights want to support Logan Thompson as much as they possibly can. They love Jonathan Quick. Everyone loves Jonathan Quick. They love Laurent Brossoit as well. But Logan Thompson was the heartbeat of this team for a very long time until the injury. And even you can argue he was the heartbeat of this team last year. So you know the VGK wants to support him and get him back up to speed. This isn't about Quick versus Logan Thompson by any means, but this is Logan Thompson's team still, I believe. Whether Bruce Cassidy thinks that or not, that's what matters. But I think the players, the locker room, see Logan as the man. They're going to do everything they can and then some to support him tonight. Plus, hometown, I believe, for LT as well.
Yeah. Kamloops? I don't know. Somewhere. I don't know Canada that well. I'd like to give a shout out to Jonathan Haas. He's been tuning in to us from Jamaica while on vacation. So that is dedication. So thanks for dropping
that. So your vacation's not going that well, buddy.
Okay. You collect baseball cards. I steal graphics off of TV. I don't know if you could see that. Okay.
I got it. Yeah.
Look at this season for a season in review for Calgary. Games decided by one goal, the most in the NHL, 41. Losses in one goal games, 26, the most in the NHL by one goal. Overtime shootout losses, 15. You imagine what this season could have been. The number of post hits, the most in the NHL, 77. Third period comeback wins, zero. The fewest in the NHL. Losses when outshooting opponents by 10-plus, most in NHL history, 21. Stole that off of, I think it was Calgary TV. I don't know if you can see that.
Wow. But. So, I mean, weird.
I just take weird statistical. That's where I get all my stuff from. If you know, I don't know much about hockey. I just steal things off of television.
It's perfect. Perfect.
Sorry. Life.
Looking at the illegal Dallas Stars life. Here. What's that?
It's not television. It's a legal live screen.
Yeah, I'm sure you can put a poll out about it. So the Dallas Stars, when we're talking about strange statistical things right now, they have 38 wins, 90 points overall. Again, 38 wins, 90 points overall. So where do the other 14 points come from? They had 14 overtime losses. So basically the Dallas Stars, if you wipe out the additional column, are 38 and 33. Yet leading the Central only a few points behind the Golden Knights right now. That was Ryan Wallace put that out there.
And are they still wait? Are they still leading? I thought Minnesota.
Yeah, there's a three-way juggernaut right now. So it's Dallas and Minnesota both got 90. So there's some weird tiebreaker that separates them. Colorado with 70 games played is at 88 points.
What'd I say? A lot of people left them for dead. No.
Well, in Seattle, they're slipping right now. They also got two games in hand. So yeah, that's going to be pretty important. But
yeah,
I think Seattle
good goaltending. Yeah, they're not. So we have Calgary just 4 points behind Winnipeg. They've played the same amount of games. Now, there's a lot of drama-rama going on in Calgary. We know last week, Daryl Sutter, he jumbled the lines after VGK, after that game. They've had some other issues. They lost to the Stars. They lost 8-2 to the Kings, and that was just crazy, especially afterwards. But they come back to beat the Ducks 5-1 before they departed back home. And Elliot Friedman yesterday was talking a lot. He said Nazem Kadri has spoken out about the poor communication between the players and the coach. He's been very vocal about that. Your guy Alan Walsh was talking about his client, Jonathan Huberdeau, and a lot of friction with the head coach. And so we'll find out how this plays out. So I was watching the presser. I watched some random stuff, obviously. The presser after the Kings game against Calgary. And you have Sutter. And all he's doing is mumbling and mumbling and mumbling. I couldn't quite understand what he was saying. I have no idea. That was it. He just said, flush it. Flush it. Flush it. That was the game.
Listen, Daryl Sutter,
he's in trouble. If they don't make the playoffs, he's done. He's in trouble.
Sure. Well, yes and no.
They're not getting along. They're just not getting along. Something's got to give there.
Fair. And you have to look at a lot of things right there. So, number one, they basically traded two of their top talents in Tkachuk and Goudreau, and they got back Kadri and Huberdeau. Kadri and Huberdeau are very good players, but neither one of them, I think, scratches the surface of what the other two can be when they're at their best. So that's the first thing to acknowledge. Goaltending's been an issue. They're physical, kind of an old school built hockey team. But Daryl Sutter isn't going to feel any pressure from social media. He's not going to feel any pressure from agents. He's not going to feel any pressure from ownership. He doesn't care.
Because he's not on social media.
Fine, but he does not care. He doesn't care what anyone thinks. And, you know, he's not going to be up there to be the face of the team. He's not going to be up there to be a fluffer. He's going to tell you exactly what he thinks. He's going to do it in a very fun Marshawn Lynch meets Bruce Cassidy type of way.
Marshawn Lynch.
There you go.
Yeah.
He's going to do it in that type of way where at times he's not going to say a whole lot. You know, I'm just up here so I don't get fined. You know, you said he kept saying flush it every time he got.
But I couldn't understand. He was mumbling. I was like, what is he?
He probably said something inappropriate, so it's probably better that you couldn't understand it because he might have got, you know, in trouble. But
from now on, if there's something we don't like on this show, we're just going to say flush it.
There you go. Sutter don't care. Daryl Sutter does not care about anything. He cares about winning and putting the right team out there. As far as interference from the outside, which is something you and I haven't even had to talk about this season, which is kind of cool, actually. This time last year, we were talking. So how many times did we have a show where I probably put in the title interference from above? This right. was the time. This yeah. was the time, like right now, right
this
now.
This was the time. This was the time.
What a difference a year makes, folks, huh?
And Huberto, you know, remember, even in that game, it was game 60 something. And here you have Huberto playing. They finally moved him to his right position because he was playing on the right wing. I think they played him against VGK on the left where he's more natural, whatever that is. Yeah, I thought that was kind of odd too. So we'll keep an eye on everything with Calgary tonight. And when we return, we'll talk about who's going to be the netminder tonight for VGK. I had a question I wanted to ask and toss around with Chris and with you, the fans. We definitely want to talk to you about why we don't see the assistant coaches more visible, impressors and stuff like that. They've disappeared. We'll return with more right after this. You are listening and watching Locked On Golden Knights. No matter how the game went last night, anytime that you take the field, you've got a shot at greatness. So give your team the best shot at winning by recruiting more MVPs with Indeed. If you're hiring, you need Indeed because Indeed is the hiring partner that you can attract, interview, and hire people all in one place. And Indeed is the only job site where you are guaranteed to find quality applicants that meet your must-have requirements and you won't have to pay otherwise. So instead of spending hours on multiple job sites hoping to find candidates with the right skills, you need one powerful hiring partner that can help you to do it all, and that is Indeed. And they've got some great features there. Indeed makes it easier to find and hire talent. And according to ComScore, Indeed is the number one job site worldwide. Indeed delivers four times more hires than all the other job sites combined. And that's according to Talent Nest. So join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that utilize Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/LockedOn. The offer is valid through next week. That's March the 31st. Again, go to Indeed.com/LockedOn to claim your $75 credit coming up before the end of the month, on March the 31st. Indeed.com/LockedOn. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Welcome back to Locked On Golden Knights. Tony Cardasco and Chris Golic from Las Vegas. We appreciate you making us your first listen each and every day. Find us on YouTube. Locked On Golden Knights. Our subscribers are going up. And we semi-apologize for calling them Calgary. Semi. I had a question. These questions, random questions pop into our heads and we just throw them out there. I know Pete DeBoer used to have assistant coaches up there on the podium, probably not after games. More likely, we would see them the day of the game, right? And it was good. We got to know some of the coaches. I believe that Gerard Gallant also had assistant coaches that we could hear from. So why no assistant coaches? Why haven't we heard from them under Bruce Cassidy? Because – you know, I was thinking, so like John Stevens, wouldn't you like to have the media ask him about the power play, about the difficulties within the division? Because he knows it very well. And then Sean Burke, Mike Rosati, you know, I think I would like to hear from them. Like with Sean Burke, what goes into the evaluation of the goaltenders with VGK, and how do you guys come up with who starts in which game, especially when you have, you know, healthier goaltenders there? So I was just wondering what your thoughts might be about why we don't hear from the assistant coaches, because it's something I would like to hear. I would like to hear their thoughts. I definitely would.
I think it's protection. I think Cassidy doesn't want them dealing with the media. I don't think he wants the power play issues being brought up. I think he takes responsibility for this team. I think Cassidy is the face of the team, and Cassidy feels that he's the one that needs to face the media. He might like it also to agree. I mean, you know, everyone's got an ego to a degree. We don't know what Cassidy is like behind closed doors. He might truly like being the one that's out there, and he might like the camera time. I don't necessarily buy as much into that side of it, but I think it's about protection. I don't think he wants anyone else being grilled by the, and grilled is a term I use lightly in Vegas, but he doesn't want anyone being grilled by the tough Las Vegas media. And that might be just what it is. It just might be protection. Like, I don't, I want to say more things about it, but I think at the end of the day, and honestly, I don't know how much the media want or the fans want to hear anyone else besides him. I think people who really follow hockey a little more closely would find it interesting, especially to get a breakdown of the power plays. Or I like your comment about Burke more or less, because how many times do we hear in the pressers, that's up to Burke. That's up to Burke.
Right.
Burke, you come to me and they'll talk about, you know, what they think, and it's up to Burke. Well, okay, cool.
But there's no accessibility.
It would be fun.
No accessibility even after games, like in the locker room. You can't just go up to an assistant coach. You never.
No, after the games, there's basically there's sometimes they've been bringing them out the last couple of times, one player at a time. But at the start of the season, you would see three or even four players, definitely three players at least, just all kind of situated. And then, you know, you just kind of find your empty spot and you jump in there. But now it's been one player comes out, you all mob them, and that player leaves, and they do it again, rinse and repeat a couple of times. But never the assistants out there, never.
Yeah, very interesting. With Pete DeBoer, I just remember, I recall Steve Spott, right? He was interviewed. We got to know him. Ryan Craig, Ryan McGill, right? Like, you would always hear from these guys. And so I was just thinking the other day, it's like, well, yeah, he does refer to those assistant coaches, but as a quasi media member, I'd like to hear what they have to say. And I think the fans would too. Fans, we want to get some of your reaction as well. So please comment, and maybe we'll toss around something later on our Twitter handle, which is always lively. And please keep me out of that chat, man. That is too busy for me. Who starts in the net tonight for VGK? LT?
It's LT. I mean, honestly, I think LT was probably able to go sooner, but I think they want to take the cautious approach. And going through Bruce Cassidy's comments, he needs to survive the game tonight. LT simply needs to survive this game tonight and hopefully do well, hopefully get
survive
a VGK
it.
Win. But
survive it. What does he mean?
No injuries. Don't re-aggravate whatever lower body injury is happening here.
Okay.
A hammy seems to be the chalk, but obviously we're not going to get any more details about that. So, you know, if it's something that's along the lines of a fragile injury like that, there, I'll say it like that, you know, it's dangerous. You don't know if it's going to flare back up, because the first thing we saw was ACL, right? No weight on the leg, kind of a non-contact weird thing, you know, just kind of gave out. So, thankfully, it wasn't that, or he wouldn't be coming back until the fall at the very earliest, probably even into November or December. So get through the start. VGK, limit the shots. Like, if there's a way we can keep the Flames under like 20 shots tonight and just have an absolute shutdown stout type of a game, that is exactly what is needed on a night like tonight's.
You really think it could be that sort of game? I mean, we'll get into predictions here, but
I think it needs to be that sort of game. It needs to be that sort of game.
Yeah. What about the other two that are on this road trip as far as the starting lineup goes? Keegan Kolesar was in non-contact the other day. Yesterday, there were no reports because the day was off. And then we also have Nick Waugh. And Cassidy the other day said that he felt that Waugh was ahead of Kolesar on the schedule. So I think we might see Waugh inserted into the lineup tonight. I just have a feeling.
This is such a tough spot right now. There's now, what, 11 games remaining. And this is that strange balance of, do you mess with a winning lineup that is performing well?
No.
Or do you got to get the boys back? The goaltender position is easy to do that with, right? You know, you're going to – it's plug and play. We've been plugging and playing goalies, you know, since early February when LT
because
went
of
down.
The defense, because of the defense.
Exactly. And we've had good backup goaltending. And this even goes back before the defense. The goaltending has been – it's not been an issue when we first start – when we first thought it could be an issue. So that's a very good – and lucky thing for the VGK that we went five net minors deep. And we're not talking about, have we ever talked about rough goaltending for the VGK this year? There's been some bad starts, but I don't feel like we've ever, as a topic, said what needs to happen in the nets.
That and we have not mentioned
topic at all.
While we're on that, you know what? We have not mentioned blue paint a million times like some other folks do.
VGK at times is keeping it clear, but there's been a couple of times when, most notably with Quick out there where you see, I think there was actually a shot that someone got where there was two flames, like literally right outside.
Was that
the blue
a shot or a shot
for.
Pass or a slap
it's
pass?
Shot pass. There you go. Yes. It was a shot pass. So back to the lineup situation, the goaltenders, you can plug and play, whatever, you know, do whatever you got to do to get them back in shape. But, you know, like, okay, line one, do you want to mess with line one? No. I mean, Marchessault is still, well, Marchessault's had a couple of good games recently, so he's not even that quiet. Line two right now, your Carly and Smith combination, you know, that line seems to be doing all right. Your line three, you know, Phil Kessel seems to be kind of getting that, you know, going back. And, you know, Stevenson is the concern right now. Stevenson is the one that we're really concerned about. And, you know, line four, the booger band, as you call him, Teddy Bluger, Brett Howden, like that line seems to be, you know, seems to be clicking right now too. So, Bruce Cassidy has called them multiple times. Line four has been our best line tonight. Now, putting Nick Waugh in over Amadio and or Howden is an improvement. I think it's probably the way Cassidy thinks, it's probably Amadio is the odd man out because Howden can take faceoffs. And, you know, Bluger, he had an excellent night in the faceoff circle.
He
I
was
forgot
eight
to
for
reference
eight
this.
At one point.
He was, exactly. We must have watched at the same point.
We watched
I think
the same
he,
point.
He was
and
9 and 1
lost.
At one point, too.
They jinxed him. Because on the ninth face-off, he lost. I was like, oh, perfect.
The Flames broadcast finally got it, finally figured out. It's like when I start tweeting about shutouts, except the problem is I do when the home team has, when the Golden Knights or the Silver Knights have a shutout, then I screw it all up.
Make sure that when we spell Jonathan and there's a shutout, that the O is a donut, okay? Jonathan.
I'm just not going to put, I'm not spelling Huberto out. Well, I'm not going to try and spell Huberto out.
The amazing Jonathan. It'd be crazy if he's back in net tonight, but we'll see. I think it's LT as well, but we'll have to find out here.
It's
later
LT.
On
the
day.
Chalk is LT. I don't see a world that exists where it's not LT. But back to the lineup. This is tough. This is a weird spot right now because Cassidy needs to find out what he has in Kolesar and Nick Waugh and where they slot in because it doesn't have to be line four. And all of a sudden, we're not talking about Pavel Dorofeev being taken out of the lineup either. A week ago or so, you know, it's like, okay, Dorofeev is cool, fine, whatever. But, you know, when Nick Waugh comes back, he might push him right out of that second line. Coach, what does Cassidy want? He wants a team going to the dirty areas, right? Dorofeev, check.
And the blue ice.
And the blue paint. Yeah, there you go. He wants the players winning their battles on the boards. Dorofeev is doing fine at that. He's strong. He's physical. And winning their races. You know, Dorofeev, it's not just about scoring goals, but he's doing the other things that are important. Can his game improve between the blue lines? I think that's the question that'll matter if he's going to have a playoff shot or not.
Okay. Tomorrow, don't forget to send us all of your What the Friday comments. They're terrific. We want to get as many of them on the air tomorrow as possible. And when we return, we'll have our predictions. We'll have our locks of the night. It all comes your way right after this on Locked On Golden Knights. The NCAA tournament is heating up now. It's going to be a terrific weekend here in Las Vegas with the regional final here. And now is the perfect time to download FanDuel. It's America's number one sportsbook because new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's bonus bets back if your first bet does not win. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It is safe, secure, super easy to use. Then you can bet on everything from the money line to the point scores to the three-pointers drained. And, of course, you could bet the spread, the money line, the total. There's all sorts of prop bets, and it's really terrific. You got to check it out. Plus, FanDuel even lets you combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with the same game parlay. That's right. So don't miss out on the chance. You can get your first no sweat first bet, I should say, up to $1,000 in bonus bets when you go to FanDuel.com/lockedon. That's FanDuel.com/lockedon to learn more. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the National Basketball Association. Welcome back to Locked On Golden Knights. Tony Cardasco and Chris Golic from Las Vegas, where this city is sizzling. We were talking yesterday about all of the events. I know that you're a Swiftie. Are you going there this weekend?
A friend of mine actually mentioned they were looking for Taylor Swift tickets this weekend. So I actually decided to go on Ticketmaster. I wanted to see if there was anything even still available and what the resale prices were. I don't know if she's got some weird lockout thing going on, but there is not like a ticket available for the show.
Oh, it's insane. No, it's great. And it's just been phenomenal. And then, of course, I'll be at T-Mobile Arena today. We get it down to the Elite Eight with a couple of games there. UConn. I was at the Arkansas.
They're going to be cutting the cords hotel this weekend. Nice.
Yeah, I was at the Arkansas Hotel. So the winner from here advances to the Final Four this weekend, which is terrific. And then the Final Four here in Las Vegas coming up in 2028. So it's a lot going on. And
that's
going to
be awesome. That's going to be fun.
You could go to the poor man's sort of Taylor Swift, and that's Maroon 5. Maroon 5 starts their residency as well. So
Maroon
you're up to
five,
date.
Poor man's Taylor Swift? What?
I don't know. In any event, what do you...
I mean, Megan Trainor, would that be the poor man's Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift.
That's a poll. What's the poor... What's the lesser Taylor Swift? What Selena Gomez? No.
Carrie Underwood?
Right. I don't know. No, God, no. Carrie Underwood can do laps around whatever. Anyway.
Okay, 44 full songs, 3 hours and 15 minutes, 16 costume changes. That's slightly more than we do during our show.
Wait, that's what her... That's her... How many songs did you say?
44 full songs. Not like, hey, let's...
You're telling me Taylor Swift does a 44-song concert?
3 hours and 15 minutes.
That's pretty cool, actually.
That's
honestly
phenomenal,
that's pretty cool.
Especially in today's world, and especially where they chop up songs, right? Like, they'll do half a song, and they'll do mashup songs. Okay, back to hockey.
No, I wanted to keep going.
Let's get to this swiftly and quickly. It could be quickly. Geez. Swiftly and quickly. Okay, tonight, VGK on the road in Calgary.
No one's watching anyway by now.
Yeah, by now. No. This is where we'll get the most comments, for sure, because they do. They listen to the very end. We have, like, among the tops in times listened to our podcast and on our YouTube.
We do, actually. That is a measurable statistic that our boss has said.
In the entire
I think we're safe, because we got evaluated for our show a couple days ago. So this show, I think we're safe.
Did we pass? Yeah, this is a safe show because we know they're not watching because they just did the review. That's perfect. And they always have those random shows where we're screwing up stuff and we go way off the track and
That's every show.
Oh, that is every show. How many costume changes did you make today? 44, 16, whatever. Okay.
Zero.
Okay.
Here we go.
Tonight, there we go. Oh, wow. Nice. What do you think happens in this game tonight?
I'll say it again. Best. Hold on. We're not. I want to make sure I'm misrepresenting here. Okay. So I would say this again. I'm expecting the best VGK effort of the season. Logan Thompson, first time in net in a long time. Very sensitive injury. Whatever's going on there, the team wants to get him through this start. Cassidy needs to see him get through this start, because this is training camp 2.0 right now. This is when we're trying to figure the net out. And Brossoit is going to be there too. Like, he's healthy. He's on the ice. And, you know, so we got to figure that situation out right now. So, and it's not even just about the goaltenders. Like, if there is a new player inserted in the lineup, like Nick Waugh, who seems to be farther along than Kolesar, same deal. You're going to see Nick Waugh just shot out of a cannon, doing everything he can to make sure he stays in the lineup right now. I mean, playoffs are coming. They know this is the most important time. So I expect the best VGK effort of the year. We owe the Flames a game for what happened last week. 5-2 VGK. 5-2.
Wow.
Let's go. Lock it up.
I'm going to go with 6-4 Calgary. I think that they got some jump. They're back on track, I think, after the Ducks game. We'll see how that plays out tonight. I just think it's going to be a higher scoring game. I like the overs. I don't care if LT's a net. This is the Jonathan Quick effect. This one game has not gone over since he's been with this team. And then as the players, as the locks of the night, I'm going to go with the Booger Man, Teddy Bluger. 4 goals this season, 2 with the VGK. He might tally another one. And then it's coming down late in this month. And so Marchessault Madness. We haven't heard from Jonathan Marchessault in a minute. And I got to get as many. Yeah, before we trademark that, I've got to get in as many hits as possible and say that. So those are my two players.
I like it. All right, let's line three. Let's keep them. See if we can keep that line three going with Stevie and Phil Kessel.
And Kessel, huh?
Yeah, let's see if we can keep that going right now. I think, Kessel is finding his way right now, and it seems like he's emerging as a leader all of a sudden. A player's poll just came out recently. We should maybe react to that. I don't know if we got enough
time. We could do that tomorrow. We could do that tomorrow because I think they were mentioned as one of the T-Mobile Arena. The ice was like
top five, something like that. It was good. And Phil Kessel is one of the best locker room players, people as well. They have around.
Did they really? We're always complaining about the bad ice, and now it's one of the tops. This is great.
Well, it's always now. To be fair, it's always been in about the top five as far as this poll goes.
Right, but they're always complaining about the bad ice. So we'll find out. But
I'll listen to the players before I listen to people who don't necessarily skate on that ice.
The fans love it when I pick comments. The fans love it when I pick the opposing team, so they're going to be delighted about that.
You always do.
The Flames just 4 points behind the Jets. They have just 9 games to go. Wow. So we're coming down to crunch time after this weekend. VGK will be in single digits. So
yeah,
after this weekend. 2
against Edmonton coming up. I love that. I'm excited, actually.
Yeah, the back-to-back. So that'll be fun, but they have time off. It's not like back-to-back.
Right. It's not a traditional back-to-back.
Okay, so tomorrow's show, we'll recap the game. We'll talk more about Taylor Swift as we welcome her into town.
Maybe absolutely.
We could sing along to some Maroon 5 songs. And
You go right ahead.
Please do not forget to leave us comments for our Friday special there. WTF. What the Friday. For my man, Chris Golic. I'm Tony Cardasco from Las Vegas. You have a delightful day, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Locked On Golden Knights.
Cheerio.